on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
All right, fellow Marylanders, let's do this.
Let's do the only thing we're good at. It's keeping us alive, unfortunately.
Are we?
I mean, it is. To bay or not to bay is keeping us afloat.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So here's the deal. This is super Marylandy. We got here 6 years ago. Literally almost 6 years ago to the day.
Yeah, it is 6 years ago this month.
And we set, and I know that to you this doesn't seem wild, but like we had never heard of Old Bay before.
I think that's what's so crazy about it is like the rest of the country does not know the impact of Old Bay. It's kind of insane.
So like just imagine like having no idea what it is. And you sit down, you see this, and you're like, what is that? And you told us, you're like, listen, that's a spice you can put on anything and it's good. And we're like, we'll be the judge of that. And yeah. That was the origin of to bay or not to bay, was like putting it on foods that, because like obviously on the cans, like, you know, chicken, fish, one of them steaks, whatever. And we're like, but what if we put it on foods that you didn't traditionally put it on? Is it good or not, right?
Yeah. And we were only supposed to do it for that first summer. Now, 6 years later, it's like the thing that everybody loves. And so we're going to keep doing it. And we put it on things you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. And is it good on everything? No. But is it good on some things that you probably wouldn't know unless we tried it for you? Yes.
So this week is National Creamsicle Week. Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to Whole Foods. They didn't have creamsicles, but
they have a dreamsicle.
And I was like, I don't know the difference, but I'm not going to a different grocery store, so we're going to make this work, right?
Follow your dreams.
By the way, what is
the difference? What's a dreamsicle and a creamsicle?
I don't know.
Is it dreamy?
If somebody knows the difference between a dreamsicle and a creamsicle, correct us, but I don't know. If it's offensive, I'm not even sure. There might be a difference, but I'm not even sure. So we're going to try. I mean, you tell me either. I mean, to me, I don't know. It's orange and vanilla ice cream is what it is.
It's always going to be like a citrus flavor, and then vanilla,
and
right?
Vanilla is exactly what I think it is. That's why I was like, a dreamsicle creamsicle.
Are these melting, bro?
Bro, I don't.
Can you see the inside of it?
Oh. How long did you leave that sitting out?
It's only been like 5 seconds. The dream is falling apart. The dream is melting away.
That sounds about right for the kind of week we've had.
The day. Okay. The dream's melting. Well, let's hurry it up.
Just bite it or whatever. It's just a normal dreamsicle, right?
It's okay.
Dream cream, whatever.
You got passion fruit?
Bro, I had one option. It's Whole Foods. What do you want?
Okay.
I mean, it's probably imported from Italy. That cost me. You know how much that cost me?
$10.99.
Swear to you. Swear to you.
Should I get a lotto ticket? I was pretty close.
Bro, it's crazy.
Okay, off the bat, not my favorite, but I don't know if like this is my vibe, but that's okay. If it's your vibe, I get it. I'm just like, I'm more of like a chocolate girl. But let's hurry up before the dream continues to melt.
That's everyone's life right now.
Let's go.
Can we just hurry up before our dreams continue to melt? I'm getting that tattooed on my arm.
Can I be there? I'd love to witness that.
I'll get that on my lower back.
Yes! Yeah, that's going to be your cake topper? Yeah.
Can we hurry up before my dream continues to melt?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
All right. Dreamsicle with Old Bay.
Oh, my God. What is that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. I just feel like I felt like I threw up in my mouth.
What is it? Like what?
It tasted like throw up.
It
tasted like what I would imagine baby food combined with throw up in your mouth. And now there's like a chalky sensation that's left over. That was disgusting. My dream has melted and that was terrible. That was gross. That was nasty.
Give it a second chance. Maybe it's better the second time around.
Dude, I don't want to do that again. That's so bad. That was disgusting. It's like salt.
Maybe it needs
and
another
orange,
time.
But not orange. And it was nasty. It wasn't even spicy. It was just dead.
When it comes to overpriced dreamsicles, is it to bay or not to bay?
It's not to bay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.